Rkey today.
Illinois gets to house some terror suspects. Any guesses where they're inheriting them from? The Dems ready to scrap Medicare extension program that was controversial to some, including Joe Lieberman, the senator who says he won't vote for this current form of health care reform. Obama wants bankers to buck up and start to lend Americans money again and jump on board. No deal so far on climate change at Copenhagen. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. The show is America Tonight. We're going to take on a wild couple of hours here. In fact, there is so much buzz going on. It's unbelievable. And buzz over a couple of different things that I just mentioned. We have the inside scoop on the Illinois prison. We told you about that the other day as somebody in the media initially broke it. I want to say it was, I can't think of who it was. I want to say it was Reuters originally. But so this story isn't necessarily news. It's just that everybody's catching up to the story, and the reaction has been rather interesting. I found out some things from the people around that prison. Not too excited, actually, about getting those jobs. How about that? Also coming up on the show, we're going to talk about online shopping. You know, online shopping, while the recession is on and unemployment in some places up to 17%, online shopping is really still pretty big, up 6%, I think I read the other day, and especially during the holidays. Plus, people don't want to hassle with doing the mall thing, et cetera, blah, 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 and there's deep discounts by ordering things online. But let's start first by talking about Copenhagen. There's no doubt that the big clock on the wall is tick, tick, ticking. So there is no agreement at this point because the sands of time are rapidly going through the hourglass. I mean, and that's the bottom line. So the chief negotiator for the U.S. at the climate summit there is saying leaders have made a little bit of progress, but not enough to come up with a deal that all the countries can agree on, because you have almost 200 countries that are there on the soil talking about the variety of things related to so-called global warming, right? And there's no question that there's a long way to go. There, you know, we've had Cal Biesner on the show, and he's been blogging about this and talking about some of the differences that the scientists had heading into this thing. And there is a definite, definite rift between the third world nations, the poorer nations, and those that are wealthy. And that is a huge, huge sticking point. Of course it is. The U.S. is, it's funny, as Cal said, it's kind of the odd man out, if you will, at the climate convention. There's about 120 plus leaders there. And the reason is because the U.S. is not agreeing to any kind of a binding commitment, which, of course, is what China said, that they wouldn't do that either. Now, Obama, as the president of the United States, has agreed to cut CO2 emissions by 4% over the 1990 level. China has agreed to cut its rate of increase, too. But, again, there is no binding agreement at this point. By the way, if you're curious about the president and whether or not he's going to Copenhagen, when he's going to be there, all that stuff, he's supposed to be there on Friday. So at this point, for all of the hoopla that was created over Copenhagen, we're going to have an agreement, an ironclad agreement between all the countries. I mean, this is the start of something big. So far, nothing has happened. Conversations, but nothing that is going to move forward once all of the so-called dignitary scientists and others involved in this giant convention are concerned. As soon as they all leave and take off on their private jets, burning all that fuel, putting it out there, they're walking away with lots of conversations, but no solid agreement. Apparently, in the Gitmo situation, there was a solid agreement. I told you about the memo that was leaked. And for some reason, it didn't make big news. I was surprised by that because it's obviously a very big story. You're going to have a sort of a Gitmo 2, or if you will, a new Gitmo. And while you have President Obama saying that this rural Illinois prison is going to house a chunk of those terror suspects from Guantanamo Bay, because remember, not all, obviously, you still have the problem of the New York terror trial for the senior Al-Qaeda detainees. There's five of those, if you remember. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is one of them. I mean, we can go down this path, but you know how furious this makes me as somebody who was in Washington, who was in New York when all of this happened, and I see nothing but bad things for the people in New York if that follows through the way it's looking it's going to follow through, because the feds are actually considering sending a detainee named Majid Khan, who grew up in Maryland before actually allegedly enlisting with Al-Qaeda, to face trial in New York too. And this is, here we go again. Khan is one of, I guess, fewer than 20 at the detention center that is labeled as what we call high value by our government. We know the others, like I mentioned, the name Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, that seems to be the one that everybody already knows. Attorney General Eric Holder already decided that the self-declared mastermind, Mohammed, and his four henchmen are going to be tried in a court in Lower Manhattan. See, the question is how the wheels of justice turn, how fast or how stuck they get on some of this stuff. And Khan is somebody who traveled to Pakistan and asked help to ferry 50,000 to an Al-Qaeda affiliate in Thailand. They say that money was used to fund a bomb attack on a Marriott hotel, of course, remember that, in Jakarta, Indonesia. That was back in 2003. 144 people were injured. I want to say a dozen were killed. Two were United States citizens. Ultimately, he was captured. He admitted when he was interrogated to making the delivery and gave the information up that led to the capture of somebody else involved. So this is going to get real interesting in the Big Apple, starting with maybe Khan, because it sounds like they may push Khan forward first. It's looking that way, or the other five, but it's looking like Khan might be the first person to go through the system there. Again, somebody from Guantanamo, and then take the other five, who obviously will be transported to New York. And that's my other question. So if you're using Illinois as a place to house the rest of the people that are left, and that becomes your new Guantanamo, then is that how the pie is portioned off? You've got the Illinois prison chock full of those guys, and then you have the higher value Al-Qaeda tied terror suspects that ultimately go through the federal courts in New York. And what happens to the guys in the Illinois prison? How long do they stay there? And when does all this take place? Because the money has not been appropriated from the guys in Washington, people on the Hill that have to say, here's the money, because it's going to take some money to move all of these prisoners up. We're talking online shopping next here on America Tonight.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, well, kid, you're killing me. Oh, okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928- 928-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is America Tonight, as I said right at the top. Kate Delaney's my name, and I was talking for a second there about online shopping versus traditional shopping. Right in the middle of talking about Guantanamo and the Illinois prison getting some of the terror suspects. You know, there are other people across the U.S. that are breathing a sigh of relief, like at Leavenworth, like in Michigan. But here's the upshot of it. That prison, which basically had a handful of prisoners, that means more jobs. But what's interesting, if you talk to people from the town there, and I talked to someone today who didn't want to go on the record, they didn't want to come on the show, but they were willing to tell me that people are pretty upset. It's kind of a small rural town. I mean, it is a rural town. But for as few people as they have in the area, it's not all yay, hooray, we're gonna be put to work because we're struggling. This is a tough area, and we've lost jobs. We don't have much opportunity. Really, that's not been the reaction in the coffee houses and the greasy spoons. Many of the people are not very happy about the announcement. And in fact, one guy that I talked to said that the thing that was curious is that there wasn't, you know, it came out just like the other areas that this was a possibility. But then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, boom, it blows up. And I guess, you know, there have been a few news people cruising around the area trying to ask questions, and nobody really knew what was happening. So this memo gets leaked. Boom, the next day, okay, we got a cop to this. And then my question becomes, well, how can you say that that's going to happen for that prison in Illinois when the money hasn't been ponied up yet? So who's footing the bill for this operation of removing however many you're removing from Gitmo. You figure you got the guys in New York that you're moving to New York, and then others to Illinois because supposedly Guantanamo gets closed. But that money has not been earmarked, allocated, whatever you want to call it, approved, bottom line, because it has to go through Congress, and that hasn't happened. There was some rejection of that idea, if you remember. There were people, even plenty of Democrats could be found, because their constituents were up in arms about it, that didn't want to put any money toward moving those terror suspects from Cuba. They didn't want to do it. So you tell me, who's footing the bill for this? I don't know. George Soros? Somebody with serious money? Or is this another one of these, I don't know, backdoor deals? Can the president do that? Does he have the authority to do that? But, you know, that was the order. President has directed the federal government to get this rural prison to house these terror suspects. And there hasn't been flap in the last 2 days. And to me, that's incredibly surprising. You can throw in your two cents on any of the things that, of course, as always, that we're talking about, including, obviously, Gitmo and how backhanded this is now becoming. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Now, the thing with online shopping, as we see the numbers keep clicking up for unemployment, somebody's got money to spend, because online shopping hasn't been bigger. I talked to somebody from the Home Shopping Network a couple of weeks ago, and they told me that that's what it's about. You know, as much as they pump everything else across the tube and people call in or whatever, the online portion and the deals and all that sort of stuff is up. It's one of their more lucrative areas. Neiman Marcus, a.k.a. Needless Markup, that's their boom area, the catalog division, the people calling in, ordering offline. So all I can say is somebody out there has money, and somebody out there, as we've had people on to talk about security and worried about somebody ripping off your credit cards and numbers and whatever, I guess people feel safe enough, comfortable enough as far as ordering online to jump in and just try to stay with sites that they feel are more secure, maybe bigger name sites, etc. I don't know, Donovan, are you a big online shopper? Have you ordered a lot of stuff online?
I tend to order a fair amount online. It's terribly convenient, and you can do it in the middle of the night.
That's what I think too. You've never had any problems, right, with any of your, when I say problems, I don't mean something was the wrong size or you sent something back or you ordered some music or whatever. I mean, you never had any problems with anybody ripping off your credit card numbers?
Not that I've been aware of, although I don't usually use a credit card. I use a card associated with a checking account, which usually doesn't have that much in it.
That's the way to do it, because if something were to happen, it's like you said, there you didn't have a ton of money in it, plus most of the banks would back you up. They'll just put the money back in and they investigate, so they give it right back to you. And you don't have a problem usually. That's usually what happens there. Well, it's interesting because I used to be, you know, Donovan says middle of the night, so I get that. I can relate. And some of you can relate, obviously, listening to us now. Maybe some of you got off of work. Maybe some of you are studying. Maybe some of you are insomniacs, whatever it is. Or you have split up days, or you're raising a family, and at night's the only time for you, etc. So I think, you know, there's 26 million or more what we would call third shifters, people actually working those hours. I think online shopping, I can understand why the spike is where it is, 3%, 6%, 8%, all that kind of stuff, because of what Donovan just said, and as I said, I can relate to that, and because, frankly, let's face it, I mean, a lot of people don't have time to run out, snatch up a bunch of stuff, and you know, go and fit in everything else that they're trying to fit in work-wise, especially when people are juggling a couple of jobs. You know, ultimately, that's part of what the deal is, that you have people that aren't working the traditional hours. They're juggling a lot of other things, and it's easier to order online versus have to go and fight through the crowds and do the parking space thing and, you know, all that other stuff. So how about that? You know, talking about getting hit with unemployment, but yet still people having disposable income to shop, whether it is online or whether you're doing it by heading out to the stores. Here's a big surprise. Dubai, if you remember, was become like the place to go. People with money were all headed to Dubai, and of course the people there had been profiled on so many news shows and all this other sort of stuff. But what's interesting is that's an oil-rich area. And lately there have been some problems in that part of the world and with maybe it's with the fluctuation of oil prices, all that other sort of stuff. So ultimately, you had this country struggling, and Dubai got a bailout of its own. It's nice to see the word bailout associated with another country. So they had to get $10 million, and they're calling it an essential lifeline. Yeah, how about that? And what it is Abu Dhabi pumped about $10 million into the next door neighbors. That's what it is, because they're right near each other, right next to each other, actually. And so that hopefully will help that country. At least that's what they're hoping, because they are struggling. And it's interesting. They said that the investors cheered the move, and the government is saying that they would guarantee debts amassed by their chief growth engine. And they're really scrambling to figure out what to do with the business area, because that's what they've been about. I mean, the whole thing is about future dealings, conglomerates, and all that other sort of stuff. And they started to sink with oil, like I said, fluctuating the way it was. So another company taking a bailout. The bailout bought Dubai, saddled with more than $80 billion in debts, including Dubai World, some time that they desperately, desperately need. Speaking of time, we got a ton of it, so we're going to hit Odds and Ends next round the bend on America Tonight.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com, or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
We have our blunder of the day moment and the daily salute. Wow. All in the same breath, I said that in the same segment. We're going to do it here on ATN. All right, let's give you the daily salute first. I know you're going to applaud this one. I just have a feeling you're going to love it. All right, here's the daily salute. You know that I'm kind of a space junkie. Yeah, lately I've really been into the whole NASA thing. I get it. I really do. I mean, I think I got it when I was a kid, but it's starting to come full circle for me, right? So NASA launches a new space observatory, and this is what it's going to do. I think this is awesome. They're going to scan the skies for new celestial objects in infrared light. Specifically, it's called WISE. Let me tell you what that stands for. The Wide Field Infrared Survey Explorer. And it lifted off on top of a Delta II rocket from a place that where I used to live, next, close to it anyway, in Lompoc, California. It's called Vandenberg Air Force Base, right? So it was originally supposed to go Friday. They delayed it because the engineers had to fix a glitch on the booster, on the steering engine. They fixed that. Launch goes off without a hitch. Beautiful, right? And this new telescope, this is what's really cool. So I say this is a daily salute for what these engineers have done. This telescope can view the heavens with this infrared eyes, basically, view, that will see long wavelength light that's basically covered from optical lenses. So this $320 million spacecraft is designed to survey all of the heavens, all of it, in about 6 months. And that would create an all-sky map of the universe in infrared light. And if you say, well, who cares? $320 million infrared, what does that mean? Infrared map of the heavens? Well, this is why it's really neat, because in astronomy, it shows us where everything is in the universe and how much cooler things are than the sun. Things that are much cooler than the sun you would be able to see, because the universe looks completely different when it's infrared. Infrared light would be useful for discovering new things like asteroids or what they call dim stars or brown dwarfs, because they're too faint to see it in the optical light, and to have it, it might have been spotted by other telescopes, but very tough to see it. So you're going to have the asteroids, the stars, the galaxies, all that sort of thing. You'll be able to detect it. And what it'll really be useful for is in showing unknown near-Earth objects like those asteroids and comets that could actually cause some danger with a collision with our planet. Woo-hoo-hoo, sweet, the movies were right. I've seen asteroids hit the planet how many times? On junky cable movies. I like it. I don't want to have to run for the hills in the highest point and pray that I draw the straw that puts me into the mountainous area that protects me from what's going to happen when everybody else gets evaporated because we get slammed. I think it's really, really cool. So what happens is it'll get its first view of the sky in about 16 days. That's when they take off the protective cover, and then it'll capture, 5,700 pictures a day of this infrared sky. I would so love. What a job that would be. If you're part of that team and you get to see this first bit of information coming in, you're the one, your eyes get to see it first. And they say that they'll actually have some things, some show and tell within a month or so, but I think it's really cool. And that's what, that $320 million, I'm good with that. If it's going to protect us from things that could ultimately smash into the planet, then I say bravo, and that's ultimately why that would be our daily salute. All right, here is the blunder of the day. I just don't get this Tiger Woods stuff. But every day there's some other detail that emerges, and here's the deal. Because Woods really didn't come out and say something, like, he could have come out and said, this is really nobody's business, so I'm a flawed human, I'm blah, blah, blah. He did release a statement on the website, but it was too far down the road, I think. Regardless, people are bailing on him, the sponsors, all that sort of stuff. But the details, how you claw your way back from the details. First, you have all these details coming about out that he was cheap with women. So he's fooling around with these women, and they're saying that when they'd go to restaurants, a couple of them said this, that he would want to have free food because he would tell the people, well, I'm Tiger Woods, so why would I have to pay a bill? So then, supposedly, there were a couple of women who were involved with him, and he would, and this is interesting, he would wire money to them on a monthly basis. So how much is the money that they would get? So obviously, he might have, if he was supposedly cheap about spending money on them, he wasn't cheap in giving them money. Check out the money that he was said to have sent some of these women. Anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 a month, and some of them getting $20,000 a month. Well, the hush money didn't work, apparently, because I would assume that's what it's for. Hey, all right, so we're having a good time. I don't need this to get out. So he might not have said it. There might not have been a contract or a discussion about it, but that's what it would be about. So somebody lost their cool, because how did this all blow up in the first place? And here's the deal. Supposedly his wife started to find out not just about these women, but about the money thing and all that other sort of stuff. And, that's one thing, woman scorned, all of that. But then when all the details start to fall out, and the amounts of time and the people and when it happened and the specific evidence. Here's, you know, here's the inside of his apartment. Here's the inside of his house because he was taking him to places that he lived. It's tough to deny that. If somebody is trying to make stuff up, it's tough to deny it when they have cell phone pictures, hardcore evidence, whatever, wire transfers. And so some of these women have wire transfers. You know, it's interesting, too, as this starts to come out, I would assume it could also kind of start a catfight between some of them. Because how do you determine on that scale? Somebody's getting 5,000, but somebody else is getting 20,000. Yeah. Kind of sounds like the dilemma the bankers are having, right, in trying to decide who they're going to lend money to. And now they have this big meeting with President Obama, who says it's time for them to repay Americans in a different way. Because here's the problem. The lending is tighter than a drum. And so you're not having that money pressed through the system, if you will. And these bankers need to start lending more if the economy is going to rotate around. So you had, and we'll let you hear what Obama said coming up around the bend, but so the White House had a bunch of different bank CEOs to be there on hand to talk about regulation and curbs and all that other sort of stuff. Remember, there was a meeting back in the spring and the need for, you know, having some progress in this whole thing. But there hasn't been progress. If you think about it, there's a meeting in March. And what is this now? December. Where's the progress? There is no progress. So, you know, you still have bankers, I guess, who don't get it. And I do agree with Obama on this one. So, okay, we give you the money, and now you give out your bonuses, you pay us back, but now you don't want to lend anyone any money. You have to make more loans. You have to do that. And sure, there has to be a little more regulation, but you have to make some more loans if we're going to continue down this same course. If this is how the U.S. is going. And the banking industry has reduced lending now for 5 consecutive quarters, even though they're profitable. That's greed, baby. That's what that's about. So you get this public aid that you and I are paying for, and then they're not lending anybody anything. When I say lending, we're talking about, I'm not saying risky businesses. I'm talking about people who have the strong footing, who have the background, have the plan laid out, whatever. They're not lending the money. Ridiculous. So you're dealing with this problem, the most Americans lacking the new jobs, and there's got to be, I mean, there's huge pressure. There's no question about it. So we've got financial reform sitting there, and the possible legislation, of course, has been clouded up by groups who are convinced that a lot of the people in the Senate, a lot of the senators, that you know, that they're going to suppress financial innovation and they're going to limit economic growth, which would actually be my concern. I would be concerned that maybe that might happen, but I can see why it probably should happen based on what the course of action was that got us into this position in the first place. Remember, for me, for my money, I'm back there with Tom Jefferson. I'm back there hundreds of years ago saying smaller federal government. Smaller government, right? Bigger choices statewide. That's what you want. I mean, that's what I think would work much, much better. But there's problems with this whole banking situation. We'll let you hear what Obama said next.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's give real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Good one to roll out. Speaking of feeling it all over, the bankers weren't really feeling the love, I think, afterwards, maybe during their meeting with President Obama, but afterwards, kind of a different story. In fact, listen to what the president had to say once he spoke to the media.
That America's banks received extraordinary assistance from American taxpayers to rebuild their industry. And now that they're back on their feet, we expect an extraordinary commitment from them to help rebuild our economy.
I did not run for office to be helping up a bunch of fat cat bankers on Wall Street.
So I urge these institutions here today to go back and take a third and fourth look about how they are operating when it comes to small business and medium-sized business lending.
Yeah, you know, this is the problem then. So we go back to the whole thing with the businesses who aren't getting the loans they need, especially those that have all their ducks in a row. Boy, it's going to come down to knowing people that are what they call angel investors to get some of these businesses off the ground. All right, so here's the thing. There was some confusion. You listen to what Obama said from the first part all the way down to the end. He didn't get elected to have these fat cat bankers in this situation, so he was pressing them to lend more after they were bailed out, basically. And there was confusion afterwards as to, well, so what's he saying here? And he was pressed up the White House flack, or a.k.a. White House spokesperson, Robert Gibbs, was pressed up by Ed Henry and some others in the media. Listen to this exchange.
Today you're saying it was positive, constructive. The bankers came out, positive, constructive.
But I think the meeting was positive. I think the president said the meeting was also quite frank. The president didn't hand out awards.
Do you love that sarcasm at the end? Hey, the president didn't hand out awards. Well, no kidding. How can you play both sides of the fence if you're handing out awards? So will we see more money flow through the system? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that the bankers that were at this meeting with Obama walk away from the meeting and still feel as though they're going to have a tough time deciding when to lend and when not to lend. That's what I'm going to say, because you had, well, you had 12 of the nation's largest banks represented there. Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, all those guys. Goldman Sachs. We love Goldman Sachs, don't we? And, you know, who's who virtually. Flowing. The money was flowing between those guys, I'm sure of it. Absolutely. So you've got economic growth that's stymied because you're not getting these new jobs. And most of the focus is on the fact that banks are making less money available to those medium to small businesses. The amount of money, in fact, on loan from banks fell by almost $600 billion. That is a huge number, or 7.2% from September 2008 to September 2009, right? So lending to businesses, if you take away construction loans, fell 15%. That's a very, very big number. So with the administration pushing, oh, we're trying to create these new jobs and, you know, we're trying to stimulate the economy, what's being said, or what's coming out of what Tim Geithner has been talking about, this insufficient effort to spur new lending. I mean, that's what he keeps trying to do a jig around this. So the bottom line is, I think the bankers are don't trust what's happening with the feds, and because of the bailout in the first place, they're holding the money that much tighter. And you can say it's complicated because here's what happened. You had greed across the board. Ridiculous loans were made. I mean, who was making the ridiculous loans? They weren't even asking people where they worked. They weren't even checking on their jobs. Somebody could just make up whatever number they wanted to as their salary, etc. And so you had ridiculous loans. And so they don't have now the confidence to make loans that would be good loans. And that's what we're also seeing with the housing situation. I mean, how many people probably have the money to buy a house, especially if they're first timers, et cetera, and they're getting credit, but the loans are so tight, they're getting denied. They're not getting them. Sometimes when they completely have the backup, when there's no question, it's highly unlikely they would default. They're not getting them at all. But especially the small businesses, you know, there's where you're seeing they're not getting a lot of access whatsoever, and that's why the summons to the White House. Okay, now you got to come back to the White House. Didn't we meet once? And it's interesting. The bankers say they favor reform, that they want to see some kind of reform, especially on preserving the regulatory responsibility of the Federal Reserve. Well, of course they want that, because they don't want the bank to close. Yeah, back us up, back us up, back us up. I mean, that's the thing. That's what has to be examined. What's going on with the Federal Reserve? I mean, I agree on those efforts to expose what's really there, what's really happening in the monetary system. It's what it is. It's ridiculous. And so that's what happened in Washington. You had a summons, and then you had anybody who it was a who's who of anybody in the banking industry. But once again, it's the middle guy. It's the middle guy who gets squeezed out, right? So we pay all these firms, all these banks benefit from the taxpayer, and then nothing happens to the taxpayer in return. There is no tit for tat. So, you have to think, at what point, when do we get ours is the rallying cry? Give us a bailout. Give us a break after we've bailed out everybody else, because it is, trust me, my friends, it is our money. I say this all the time, and I mean this sincerely. Never forget, the government might be in Washington. There might be a lot of hot air and nonsense that comes out of there. But those are your representatives, my representatives. It's we, the people. We are this government. We are this democracy. So we're blowing it right and left. And this is one way. The monetary system is a mess. Printing money where you have no idea how much money is out there. Deflating the dollar like nobody's business, so much so that you have China hanging on to our debt and nervously, and then there's talk of jumping off the dollar and creating some other kind of currency out there, which would be deadly to the United States. So, you know, who's zooming who? You have the old guard, the same old circle that keeps feeding at the trough, and they're pushing out everybody else, and they're protecting territory. That's what it's about. And as long as they protect enough territory to get theirs, then they can bail out and not worry about what happens in the future. Very, very, very worrisome. And it goes back to the same old saying, no matter what we're talking about, Afghanistan, Guantanamo, we can tie it to anything that we talk about. Follow the money. Even the nonsense with Tiger Woods. Follow the money, or the lack of money, right? Shoot me an email, americatonight.net.